Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on Kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning. I see there's a keen interest on South Africa's MPC. See what I did there? And obviously the interest rate announcement.
Definitely. So the MPC stands for the Monetary Policy Committee, and these are the individuals who essentially get to decide on where South Africa's interest rates or monetary policy direction actually goes. And you might recall that last year in September and November, we actually heard the governor of the South African Reserve Bank, Lesetša Ganyago, announce that we saw a 25 basis point cut in interest rates, which led to a cumulative 0.5% cut. That has brought about a lot of relief for South African consumers, especially when it comes to those who might be highly indebted. For savers, well, unfortunately, it's a pinch on our pocket. But today, we have our first MPC meeting for the year, and this is where we anticipate that there will be another 25 basis point cut. Many analysts and economists we've been speaking to, and even some of the notes that they share, have alluded to the fact that the inflation figure that we touched on last week, which came in at 3% for the month of December, is right in target with the MPC's band, which is between 3 to 6%. So overall, hopefully there is a heightened level of relief that we'll see as South Africans when it comes to interest rates later today.
And then Stats SA have come out to say that a few businesses were being liquidated in 2024.
I found this to be quite a refreshing story, Saul, because so often when we talk about the business environment in South Africa, there's a large number of companies that we are aware of who've been in financial trouble. Even if you think of the likes of AutoZone, who we understand now have actually been bought out by another company. But overall, Stats SA says that we saw 1,551 businesses shut their doors in 2024. Now, this is significantly lower than the previous years, specifically in comparison to 2021, where we actually saw a lot more businesses fundamentally not being able to survive. So this does indicate that at least more businesses are trying to find ways to keep their businesses operational. And typically before a business gets to liquidation, you look at restructuring, which would be necessary, or business rescue. And that's a way of actually making sure that they're able to pay off their debts and other commitments that they might have before eventually shutting their doors. So overall, it does seem like it's a slightly healthier and better environment that we're entering into. Hopefully the optimism that we see in 2025 will also be shared with these businesses.
Yeah, hopefully. One company that comes to mind is actually Drip. They went through liquidation. Just interesting to remember that in 2024. Anyway, what are the markets looking like?
The market saw, well, today we'll open up from 85,314 points for the JSE All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're still steady and stable. And this does come on the back of the US yesterday giving us their announcement of their interest rates. And for the moment, no changes were seen there. 18.55 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 23.08 to the British pound, and against the euro at 19.33.
Thank you so much, Googs. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya959.co.za.